Everyone faces questions and decisions that require insight and answers as we move forward personally, professionally, and corporately in all areas of this thing we call life in America today. Hello, this is Joe Schofield, and I invite you to tune in every Monday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. as we talk together and hear from key leaders of all ages and backgrounds about your questions. Interesting, informative, intuitive, but always encouraging. Tune us in on BBS Radio Network.
Join Pastor Joe and co-hosts Ron Greer, Dr. Paul Hall, Stephanie Thayer, and Dr. Craig Thayer in Raising Expectations.
Hey friends, good evening and welcome to your program, Raising Expectations. We look forward to being with you every Monday night, and we've just been praying for you. Hope you had a great weekend. And as you know, our show is about so many different things, and it's all based in the most important thing, and that's a vital dynamic relationship with Jesus Christ. We are all born-again Christians, and we're excited to watch what God does in accordance with His Word and in the world that we live in. We very simply say we believe God is who He says He is, and that means we believe God is going to do what He says He's going to do. He sent His only begotten Son. That was Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. And what does that mean? Very simply this. We have a life now beyond expectations. We know that our sins are forgiven. We know that God loves us. We know that He has a plan for our life. And every day is a new day in the adventure called your life in Christ. It's really exciting to be a part of that family. And so we're just glad to be with you. And so many of you share with me so very often things that God's doing in your life. And praise the Lord, I'm glad for that and very thankful that you are here with us. So always drop our team notes or anything you may want to drop, a text. Excuse me, I'm going to get up to the new era. A text, not a note or a card or a letter, but you want to get a hold of them with something that they can do. And if you want to get a hold of the Lord Jesus Christ, just bow your head and say, Lord, I guarantee He'll be right there. And He listens because He knows what you're going to say, and He's got an answer for you. So tonight, we're off to a great show. This is the 4th of July week. What an exciting time this is going to be. So we're looking forward to it very much. So all the folks on our team are back. Ron had a great time. We'll be sharing about that in a minute. With his anniversary, it's good to see him back. So we're going to start on the West Coast, and we're not going to start in San Jose. We're not going to start anywhere there. We're going to be in Lompoc, California, with Dr. Paul Hall, which is next to Santa Barbara. I always like to get my mistakes out clear and clean at least for 3 weeks. Then I never forget. Hey, Paul, it's good to see you. Paul's a retired pastor. He's a counselor. He's a writer. He's, you name it, Paul has done it. And the Lord lives in his life. And Paul is loved by countless people. And I'm one of them. So I know I can say that. It's always so good to see Paul. So, all right, brother, good to see you, man. We spent a lot of time in school together. And the school is still there, believe it or not. You'll be hearing
still
more about
there.
It.
Still there. Yeah. Who would have thought?
Yeah, who would have thought? Yeah, we'll be telling you more about that school, the Gray University in Texas, Hardin-Simmons University in Central Texas since 1890. It hasn't moved yet. It just grew and grew. So we'll be sharing more with you later about those good things. But if we join together right now and head to our right, that would be towards the south or the east part or the south part of the east. And there we're going to find in the great metropolis of Dalton, Georgia, we're going to find Steph Thayer and Dr. Craig Thayer. And you all know them, but if you're with us the first time tonight, you'll get to know them as Paul and I share them with you. They're wonderful people. Steph is on the left. And Steph is a, yeah, that's the one. Steph is a, she is one very, very special lady. She loves the Lord. She loves her family. She loves her husband. She knows about health food, what to eat, all kinds of things. She's done so many things in her life. It's amazing. And now she has a wonderful website page called Live Your Life Out Loud. That's it. There it is. And it's on our website, bbsradio.com/raising expectations. bbsradio.com/raising expectations. And you'll find on that page stories about all of us. And you'll hear from her later on in the program about this. But you'll find her website on there as TJ directs us right to there. You'll find who she is there. And on her website, you'll find Live Your Life Out Loud. What does she do? She counsels, prays for, prays with, encourages, and lifts up ladies all the way across the nation. This lady is a rock. I've watched the things that she says and shares from God's word with people all across the nation. And she is a very, very special lady. And so if you have things you want to share, ladies, look up this site and read some of the things that she shares. And I guarantee you will be blessed. You will be blessed. And right next to her on her left is another one of her great projects right here. This is her husband. This is Dr. Craig Thayer. Craig is one of the greatest guys you'll ever meet. Also walks with the Lord. He's a surgeon. He's a missionary surgeon. The two of them have been missionaries together in the, is it Caribbean or Caribbean? I know if you go to Hawaii, right. If you get off the plane, you ask them, is it Hawaii or Hawaii? And they'll say, Hawaii. Yeah. I said, thank you. And they said, you're welcome. But I don't know what it is. He's here. Yeah.
No idea.
Yeah.
Is it Caribbean?
Caribbean. I think either one. It's like striped and striped. Both are correct. Yeah.
Striped?
Striped is the correct pronunciation of the word. Striped. Look it up in the dictionary. I mean, freshman year in college, I had this big debate and I got thrown in my face. I always learn most from the things I make a mistake.
It is not acceptable.
You start a new direction with it, it goes really good. You are the best. Hey, folks, here's the reason you get blessed. I mean, these people bless my life, our lives. So great to love the Lord and be a family and love each other. So if you're there with the Thayers, also, I got to tell you, in our website, you'll find he's an author, Dr. Craig here, Doc, whatever you want to call him. He has a great book right on our website, Saved. Great book called Saved. Great title for an author. Finding God and Work in the Ordinary. I love to hear that. It's not always spectacular. It's the everyday things. Where do you need God? In the everyday things of life, where it's difficult, all of a sudden, he's right there. And you'll hear a lot of the testimonies of the miracles in Tank's life. And again, we call him Tank. That's his nickname. He's about 6'4" or 5", somewhere in there. So we love calling him Tank as long as he likes it. Or if he wanted us to call him Tinkerbell, we would. But anyway, he's Tank and he is the best you will find anywhere as a surgeon. So they're right there in Dalton, Georgia. And that's right too. My book is there also. This is the third edition of this. Many of you wanted to get copies of this. It's also there. Faith, what does that mean? F-A-I-T-H means forsaking all. I trust him. And when you do that, you'll find out it produces an authentic hope that comes alive in your life. There's another one coming out, not down the road too far, working on that now. So in any event, I hope you'll avail yourselves of those. And I pray they'll be a blessing to you as they are to us, right, Tank? That's the secret. And it'll be a blessing to them. So now if we get together again and we head back west again, like we always say, go west, young men. And we're going to go back through Alabama, Mississippi, right across the northern part of Louisiana, make our way across eastern Texas till we come to a halt over the thriving metropolis of McKinney, Texas. And there you'll find one of our favorite pastors in the nation, and that is Ron Greer. And he's back from his anniversary. And it's good to see you. All right. He looks so, it's not too bad for the wear, don't you think, Tank? You're a doctor. He looks okay, right?
He looks thinner.
Yeah, you look happy. What's going on, Ron?
It was great while I was there, and I got home and got 300 and some odd emails and a few other things, and now it's not so much fun.
Oh,
yeah, reality.
In the saddle again.
Come back to the real world.
Oh, great.
But it was amazing, though. It was amazing.
Yeah, amen. Well, we prayed for it. That's great. And you'll find Ron also on the website there. You'll see he's with Man in the Mirror out of Florida there. But find him, read about what he does, area director there with Ron McKinney. Ron Greer in McKinney, Texas. If you want to have fun, call and ask for Ron McKinney in Greer, Texas. You'll find him. Don't worry. So don't worry. So anyway, what a great time it is to belong to Christ. What a great time it is to have friends that care about you, and I know that you do. These people here are your friends. We're your friends. We get texts from you a lot, and we're so thankful that God gives us just the opportunity to share how much he loves you with you. Now, tonight, as we look at these things together, you probably have seen that we have one of our favorite people in the world, and she is down in Southern California, and she is the president, as you know, of the Golden State Republican Women. And she is someone who is going to be sharing a few thoughts with us tonight about how exciting it is to be an American, especially right now, this 4th of July, how it feels. And we were talking a while about how we're feeling God's presence when we look at our president and our nation, in the lives of our leaders, his cabinet, our president himself. There's a boldness, prayers, deep insights from men and women on their knees, seeking God's touch in their life. And they are praying, and we're praying for all of them also. That's really exciting to realize what God is doing in all of this. I've got a great quote to lead in and to bring her on. I don't know about you, but I think one of the greatest quote misers in the nation is Ronald Reagan. And when Ronald Reagan said this, I thought, this is great. If you can find some of these quotes, they're excellent. Oh, by the way, there's her website. So we'll give that to you again in a little bit. Make sure you did get that website there for them. And he said this, and I think this is where we are today. If we ever forget that we are one nation under God, then we will be one nation gone under. And I think that ties in very well with what it says in our Constitution, in the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these, they are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's all summed up in one line in my life, finding and discovering the will of God. And all that comes to reality in your life when you know God's will for your life and you get excited about this. So let's welcome tonight Janet Price with us from Southern California. And we're going to do the round of applause. Thanks, Steph. I see that sign. She's either praying for me. We're getting ready to go. Here we go. You ready? Welcome, Janet, to Raising Expectations with world famous Raising Expectations.
I love that round.
Yeah, that's right. Tell us why, what's going on, and how about the reason you feel it's so great to be an American this week?
Well, it is. Are we tired of winning yet?
No.
No. It is just so wonderful. And, you know, we keep hearing that for such a time as this. Right, for such a time as this. And a lot of people have said that President Trump was selected to be president of the United States of America for such a time as this. And of course, I believe that. I think most all of us believe that. But you know, we're all born for such a time as this. The mm-hmm. fact that we're here in this time in history. And actually, I was thinking, oh, we're never going to turn this nation around. But that's not true. And I think we're seeing it now. And that is exciting. So I love to go, thank you, Lord, that I can see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Amen.
I wanted to see this happen. And I think we're all so blessed to be able to see what we're seeing. And don't you just see God's hand moving across the United States, across the world? And yeah. I thought, I'm just so excited about this, because I know Joe and I went to high school together. And Joe, did you ever have to memorize the preamble to the Constitution?
Yes, if you ask, I can hold this book lower and I'll be able to read it. No, but then, go ahead.
Yes, well, I've got all these, the Constitution, and then I've got If My People Who Were Called by My Name, and it's got the prayers of some amazing presidents that we had. And I mean, I'm feeling so patriotic. I'm so proud to be an American. For what we've seen, even in the last month,
yes.
Right? Aren't we? And then that wonderful, wonderful 250th birthday of the Army. And I'll bet a lot of the kids got a lesson of the history that they'd never been taught.
That's right.
When we saw the whole history go marching by of the Army, that it's 250 years and a year older than this country, I was just thrilled.
Go get it. Amen.
Yeah.
Anybody have a thought there?
I
I'm
know
in.
in Trump's speech at the Army's it's not Annapolis, what is it? It's
West Point.
the
West
Academy,
Point.
West Point, yeah.
West Point.
He was at
And
West
I
Point.
mean I love his it wasn't an error because he was giving out awards to people. He
Yes.
did one for a length of time that he'd been doing something, and then he popped up as the guy, one of the guys that had the most hours for like detention. Like he read it and you're like, well, it's an award, I'm gonna give it anyway. Because you realize it wasn't completely positive, but it nailed
A
one
great
another.
sense of
And
humor.
yeah,
Real deal. I
he's
mean,
real.
doesn't that let you know that he's got the joy of the Lord in him? Because
Amen.
I have never seen, of course, in my lifetime and all of our lifetimes, any president under the amount of pressure and the attacks and the legal warfare and you name it. They were just coming at him with everything. And yet he still has that twinkle in his eye. He still has a ready joke. He puts people at ease, right? And that's what good manners are too. Good manners are you put other people at ease. And he's had all kinds of people in the Oval Office, and you know he didn't get along with them, but he could still joke.
Yes.
And I think that takes people off guard. This has been the most wonderful, wonderful time. I feel like I'm celebrating every single day.
And fireworks coming.
Oh yes.
It's going to be
I
great.
mean, you know something's going on when even mainstream media is having to admit that he is winning. I like to see all of the peace efforts that are happening and just coming together between countries that it just hasn't happened. And it's not a smooth road. I mean, he dropped an F-bomb last week, and I did laugh out loud because it is, you have these countries that are used to fighting forever, and change is not a simple and easy thing. And then look at how it went when he went to the NATO summit. It's
Oh.
really amazing to watch. I did not expect to see results like this.
So quickly, too. So quickly.
And I was listening to a reel that was a compilation of different countries and the level of respect that they have for him and how they see him and how they honor him when he arrives. And I think here it's hard because we hear this, he's great or he's horrible in American society. And it's really interesting to see how other cultures are appreciative of what he is doing.
More so than our country. By far. Yes.
Yeah.
By far. By far.
Yeah, I mean, I
Wow.
think they're lining up to sign more of the Abraham Covenant, right?
Oh.
Compact or whatever you call it now. But it's about Christianity. It's about what things should have been long and far ago, the Abraham Covenant. So
Exactly.
yeah.
He's bringing God back into our culture. And who would have thought, because a lot of people have been very critical of him because he was bombastic and loud and drops an F-bomb and all that.
He
But
is.
I think this country needed a brash New Yorker who is not thin-skinned. This guy has taken so much criticism and abuse and just looks fantastic every day. He looks every day like he stepped out of a Brooks Brothers ad. And is amazing because you don't see him sweat. You never see him nervous. You don't even see him tired, right? Have you guys ever seen him tired?
It's
I haven't
a
either. I get tired watching him go through his day. So we're given a gift, you guys. We are given a gift.
And I am so grateful. And I'm grateful that he gets to celebrate the 250th birthday of these United States. I mean, I think it's just like the peeling of the onion. We're seeing that onion being peeled back, and we're seeing the truth. And the kids have not been taught truth. It's really sad. It's really sad. So I pray for those young ones who have been abused and maligned and mentally abused and emotionally abused. So, of course, they don't know which end is up. So I say, God, you take care of them. You take care of these little ones because, or young ones. It doesn't have to be little. It could be just people who have heard these lies for 10, 15 years in school and they don't know the difference. But God's
40
got
years in school.
Yeah, that's right, Ron.
It's like Bill
40
Maher,
years.
when the talk show comedian guy, he went and visited Trump, and he went in with the attitude, because an arrogant a-hole. And
Talking about Bill Maher? Yes.
and came back in his next broadcast and said exactly what he how he went in feeling, and the guy's just genuine.
He's charming. He's authentic. He's everything we have not seen for decades since Ronald Reagan, I would say, which is interesting because I'm sorry, Joe. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I thought you go ahead. I'll give you a perfect little quote on what you said in a second. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying it's interesting that we go back to Reagan and he has the picture of Reagan and the statue of Reagan in because he admired him so much. That when the bomb was dropped last Saturday night, the three, it was compared to when Reagan said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Yes.
It was as life-changing and history-changing and world-changing as that. We're so blessed.
Yeah. Didn't hear
Sorry.
much about that, though, did we? Ronald Reagan once said, this is poignant right at this point. The trouble with our liberal friends is not that they're ignorant, it's just that they know so much that isn't so.
Isn't so? Yes, that's one of my favorites.
And, when you think about that, it's true. You didn't hear much about that. I heard one commentator sharing again about the importance. This is the most earth-shaking thing since the tearing down of the Berlin Wall. And I, one commentator, and I watch it. I didn't see anything. I flip around and see them, and
You
anyway.
won't. You won't. But you know, eventually they're going to have to tell the truth because they're going to run out of lies.
That's
Just going to
exactly.
run out.
That's
Do you
right.
remember that iconic picture of President Reagan meeting when he was in the White House, a very young Donald Trump? Donald Trump's dad took him in the, I don't know what the occasion was, but it showed President Reagan shaking hands with a young Donald Trump. And I don't know what he would have been then, maybe 20s, 30s. I don't know. He looked very, very young. But Ronald Reagan said, I feel like I have just met a future president.
Whoa.
Absolutely. That's on tape.
Wow, I didn't see that's great.
Yes, gave me chills. This whole time in history, I'm just on the edge of my seat. I can hardly wake up in the morning to see what's happened overnight. What did the Supreme Court say? What did they do? It's the exact polar opposite of the previous 4 years. Thank God.
Sign day.
Thank God.
Well,
Ron, what's there, Ron?
I would echo that. I think it's my take. Donald Trump is by anybody's measure an act of God. I think it was a he's a reprieve for us.
Really good. Yeah.
And I see it as an opportunity to adhere to God's blessing and reprieve, or pay a dear cost going off over the edge. I don't think people realize just how close we were to the plunging, and
Oh,
I don't think we're out of
very
the woods yet. But
yes.
it's but again, it speaks again to God's hand still moving on this country.
Yes.
regardless of what other naysayers say.
Yeah.
And being out of the country, traveling out of the country, three different countries, you get back and realize that how extraordinary it really actually is. And then you talk to people in other foreign countries. Donald Trump is still the news item in Mexico, Anguilla, St. Martin, down everywhere we went. He's still a topic of conversation, and it's
Wow.
not one of there are some folks who are cynical, but for the most part, they are thoroughly impressed. And on top of that, there's this sense that, hey, things are going to work out now.
And
It's an
there was even a
extraordinary
man
thing
of
that God has
S
done.
Rahm Emanuel who worked for Obama.
Oh man.
He has been very laudatory. And that may have been what you guys were referring to when you say even Democrats or even some in the media have to admit that this isn't a time we thought we'd never ever see. And I think the Dems don't know what to do. They are lost.
Yeah. Nervous.
All they can do is dance and sing and very badly.
Yeah. Well, all they got to do is just kind of look at what's really happening, like Ron was saying, some of them, and you don't have to be defensive, just stop and say, hey, some of them must know the Lord and just say, Lord, what would you have me do here? Help me to understand, because it is all out there. And when he goes to Europe or NATO, isn't that something? Well, welcome daddy, or was it just daddy what they say?
Daddy, yes,
Daddy, yeah.
call him
I mean,
daddy.
how in the world does that take place?
I even prior to that, when he went to the Middle East and they just laid out the red carpet for him, and they could not, all of the countries that he went to were so gracious. It's like they had seen a god.
Well, if they realize, Ron, you probably thought of this too, you guys are all thinking, if they realize this, if this could very possibly go, that Iran, what's left of this regime, will lose the puppets everywhere. I mean, they're going to could do Syria, Lebanon, Houthiland down there, Yemen, all the way around, all these stations. They're not paying much attention because they can see this now. There could be the closest thing we've seen to a peace because of his trip to the Arab nations. That was amazing. And he's got the backing of, is the son of the Prince of Saudi Arabia. And these, I was looking at these people thinking, my goodness, these are not just people welcoming him in a diplomatic fashion. These are the longtime leaders of these countries who have seen it all with the vision. They know. And they're looking at him like Europe. They just didn't say daddy that way. But there's a possibility that the Abrahamic Accords, like Tank was saying, and all these things, we could see in our time, if the Lord tarries and this is all going this way, we could see. They say, will there be peace in Jerusalem? I don't know. But I think we could have a greater amount of peace than we've ever experienced in this world in the Middle East if they come together this way. That's amazing.
It has been amazing, and how the parties have flip-flopped. I mean, they used to say that the Republicans were the party of war, and the Republicans were the party of rich people. Oh, flip it.
That
So, I
Yeah,
mean,
we were at one time, and now these poor people are part of it now,
oh, yeah, they had to come spoil the party. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It is just an amazing time. And the simplest prayer that I read that said, if you just start in the morning and say, Lord, I give myself totally to you. I surrender to you, Lord. Now you have everything in this day in your hands. You take care of everything.
That's right.
Kind of like, whew, you can exhale, start your day. And now, okay, he's got it all. I'll just follow.
What is next? I see the wheels of Senior Monsignor Paul Hall moving.
Oh, that's scary.
It's an overcame.
I think it's great what's going on in the country and things like that. But Janet, what's going on in the Golden State?
Oh, I was afraid you were going to ask me about that.
The other 49 states think we've, you know, we're nuts and crazy. And I had this great experience this last weekend. I spent the weekend with my kids and we were in Carpinteria. And unbeknownst to us, they were having their Independence Day parade. And talk about small town America and people showing up and loving what was going on. Those things, man, they grabbed me so fast and I'm teared up, being patriotic and just feeling, you know, if it seems like to me sometimes if the politicians would leave us alone, we'd get along with each other.
Well, yes. Yeah, but they won't.
I know they're always after something, but tell you, share with us, has there been an uptick of people wanting to join, you know, your organization?
Oh, yes.
And what do you see happening?
I see people flocking to places that, and people and organizations that offer an answer. Mm-hmm. The other night, my webmaster was so busy all night long answering all the people who were on our website. And she said, oh my gosh, I'm overwhelmed. I think it was 3 or 4 in the morning. She said, I'm still going. And yes, it is very exciting, but I think that God uses, as we know, he uses evil for good. He uses things that are lies to wake people up to truth. Sometimes it has to be the polar opposite. And we get panicky. We can, in our flesh, get panicky. But that's his hand moving. Mm-hmm. And I really feel that as bad as California is now, and the fires, and the leaders that we have, and the terrible taxes, and our schools, I mean, we could go on and on and on. This is all for a good purpose. It's a purpose in that people's eyes are being opened, their ears are being opened. And I said, Lord, just across this country, let there be a Jesus revolution, let there be a fire, and everybody will drop to their knees and claim, you are Lord. You are Lord. And that's a humility. And see, what I think has happened, and you see it on the left, right? There is a pride. They can't even admit that they lost this election.
Mm-hmm.
There is such a pride in these lies. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's Satan, right? Amen. He deceives, divides, destroy.
Yes.
He uses the flesh. He uses the pride to keep us blind to truth. But it's turning around, guys. It's turning around. Very excited.
Yeah.
And the calendar is our friend.
How are you kind of gauging what's happening as we move closer to the election cycle? You know, I know you're very busy and involved and things like that, but what are you sensing as your organization speaks to people on the street and, you know, and wherever they meet? You know, what can you share with us?
Well, first of all, people are waking up to how deceived we've been in California. How I believe that what's being uncovered has shown election fraud for years.
Mm-hmm.
This is not just new. It's not just uncovered. This has been going on for a long time. Linda Payne of the Election Integrity Project came and spoke to us at Harris Ranch a couple of months ago. She's been working on this since 2008. Mm-hmm. And the Election Integrity Project, which is now national, but she also has EIP.ca, California. She sensed when she was living in Santa Clarita that there was an election in 2008 that didn't make sense. She said, wait a minute, no. That was not the result that I know on the ground happened. So she dug in and she started then. And so she has really made a difference here in California. And so because things are being uncovered that years ago happened and it's now being seen, I'm going, this is right. We're ready for this now. Mm-hmm. We weren't ready for it years ago. Mm-hmm. We couldn't see it. It wasn't bad enough. It is now. It is now. So the worse it gets, the better I feel. Because I'm going, yes, we're almost there. And I am getting a lot of people. I was on the phone this morning with a senator from California. I don't know if you know Shannon Grove. He was, I guess you guys wouldn't. This is inside stuff with California. But she has partnered with Jay Leno.
Oh.
And she just got something passed in the Senate this last week that Jay Leno helped author. And for any of you who collect old-fashioned cars, you'll know that it's a big industry. It's wonderful. But right. They make you have a smog check that a car in 1940 wasn't made for.
Right.
And they make you pay all these things. It's very expensive now to try to get one of these old cars out on the road. You know, you don't want to keep them up in blocks in your garage. But so she's been working with him. But there are three Democrats that are holding it up in a committee. And they want to gut and amend. You know what gut and amend is, take the main thing out of the bill. And they want to make it, well, you can do that only if you sell the car.
Well, there you go.
So if you sell it, then you can get those advantages. But that defeats the whole purpose. So I said to her, Senator, have Jay Leno do a commercial for this, a video. I know some producers who are very conservative. One works for Franklin Graham, follows him all over the Samaritan's Purse. And it would be great because people love Jay Leno, right? Democrats, mm-hmm. Republicans. And I think it would be, so we're working on that. We're working on that. But there are lots of these things that are happening that I think everybody can relate to. And cars are one of them, you know?
So, I don't, most of you hopefully know that Jay Leno is a serious car collector. But he, I don't know, Jay Leno.
Oh, yes. He drives up and down here. Yeah.
I don't know if he still owns his home in Malibu, but when I was a teenager, my good friends were like two streets over from him. And he lived on a lot of property by the water. And he actually bought the middle property for all of his neighbors to use and turned it into like a tennis court park. Just like everybody loves him everywhere he goes. So
very, very
he's a great guy.
Yes, you could see him if you go up and down Ventura Boulevard. He'll be at his station just pumping his own gas.
Yeah.
And people will stop and talk to him, and he will engage. Mm. He would be the best spokesperson for any kind of bill that both parties could get behind, I think.
That's a good idea. Amen.
Yeah, no, he's a really nice guy. I think he's been politically just not educated. I know his wife has been very liberal, but she's ill now. But anyway, there are good things happening. And yes, a lot of people are paying attention to California. I just didn't want anybody in California to lose hope.
Mm-hmm.
Move. And that's the thing.
Which is hard.
It is. But if you don't have a reason, unless God says you must move out of California, here's a job, here's your family, something like that. But if just because you're tired of this or that, don't move. Stay and fight. We're going to win.
Well, I know one thing. The state of Georgia got two of the greatest people in the whole world from Northern California. There's nobody finding those two.
Well, and the Lord told us to move. I mean,
they abandoned you guys. They left you hanging.
Before we came to Georgia, I was quoted as saying, why would anyone ever go to Atlanta, which is an hour and a half below us? And then we ended up in Georgia. I was like, what is happening? So God,
but you God was gracious.
God giggles.
Yes, you were led there. Everybody has their own story and their own path. But I'm just saying, if you're just mad at California and just moving because you're mad, hang in there. Obviously you're mad,
Wrong
but
question.
we're
Thank
going
you.
to turn it something good.
The
When I
decision
get mad, I just go take a
California.
ride on the high speed rail, you know, and but
Oh, yeah.
where?
Go
goes for what, 30
20,
feet?
20
20
feet.
feet.
Yeah,
It's a
from
ride.
Pride.
It's a quick hour.
Hey, it's the principle.
It's a principle,
Project
yeah.
house. It's a project house ball.
The best example of the project to never do.
Yeah, there you go.
Who's
Well, here,
got
I have a question. Maybe my conspiratory brain or
another
something. I have a theory about why such a blow up in LA and other places over the ICE efforts to deport illegal aliens. What's your take on that? Why is such a horrible outrage and the madness taking place in California?
Well, it's planned, Ron. It's organized. These aren't organic. All these quote riots and just
Yes.
people getting so mad. No, it's planned. It's organized. They're
Funded.
paid, many of
Okay.
them.
Yeah.
They have walkie-talkies. They have earpieces. They came so equipped to downtown Los Angeles. It was equipped. And so now, Pam Bondi is looking into where did the money come from? Because you follow the money and you'll find out who's behind them. But no, I don't feel that these are Californians rising up because Californians want to protect their own state. They want to protect their own family. They want to protect their own businesses. I mean, these people are attacking local businesses. So, yes.
I read something and then I did a little research. And I thought the first numbers I saw seemed to look skewed, and that's why I did a little more digging. The conclusion was, if 75% of the goal that ICE has of removing illegal aliens out of California, they will lose somewhere between 2 and 3 congressional seats. They will lose, but if there's a certain percentage of population, they'll lose. And so there's a huge, an amazingly huge political hit that liberals will take if this is
Exactly.
successful.
And their own policies are going to come back to bite them.
That's right.
If we just let it play out, because we couldn't have a worse governor, we couldn't have a worse county mayor. It can't get worse. Maybe the guy from New York.
Yeah, maybe. Thank you, thought. Thank you,
Well,
thought there for.
oh, good.
Though, yeah, which is Trump's current biggest thing to do, which is we have a census coming up, and he's trying to make a law so that the it's not a head count in the House; it's got to be citizens in the House. And that's the second thing that we need to fix, is make sure the voting we do is citizen identified. And not anybody that shows up with, because we just found out that the last party in presidency had a program where they got illegals and they gave them a social security card and a job certificate to get a job and money, and the social security card can get you in the voting someplace.
Driver's license. Yes.
I know
But you
that.
know, it's racist to require that tank. Come on.
Oh, yeah, of
Come on,
course it
man.
is.
No.
So
How can
I
you be so
understand
cruel?
that roads are racist. Bridges are racist.
Yeah. No.
Why are we driving on the right? The Brits are on the left. Why are we driving on
Exactly.
the right?
We don't have enough time
I'm
in this
sorry, folks.
show, but
It's okay. I agree.
my family's deeply impacted by the Palisades fire, and I could
That's
tell you
awful.
all that has not happened since then and what has actually happened, and it's just atrocious. And so when I saw all of the riots happening, I actually traveled to San Diego for work. And so I was like, am I safe? What, should I be worried about this? And it's just infuriating to watch the government continue. And I know very intimately what's happening for my family in the Palisades. And it's just disgusting. It's so mismanaged all across the board. And purposely, these aren't oops, right? These aren't people who just stumble
into this mismanagement. This is planned.
Yeah.
And it has been planned for a long time. So when people wake up to that we can't trust our government, don't trust the media, don't trust print media or, you know, on-air media, and don't trust the government, you just got to know where the truth is coming from, and that will keep you on the right path.
Yeah, and I think it goes back to, again, just how extraordinary it is to have a Donald Trump in office. The presidents before him, at least going back a ways until Reagan, bowed constantly to the opposition or the potential opposition, and I can remember clearly. Back in the 90s and the early 2000s, where all the Republican strategists and, you know, all the brainiacs was trying to explain to you how to fashion a message that wouldn't get negative press because, you know, they'll paint you this way and that way. And you got people who bow to it. And where you have somebody, a Trump comes in and goes, I don't care.
Yeah, that's right.
I said it. I'm going to do it. I don't care. And
that's right.
And I'm being in a position where it's part of what drives them absolutely crazy, why there's so much vehement hate for Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
I think part of you is manufactured, because it's difficult to take someone for 45 years who's been this darling of the left and Democrats and in Hollywood and all, and then in a flip of a switch, he's automatically a liar and he's a racist and blah, 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 all these
same
things.
Same thing with Elon Musk.
Exactly.
The same thing. He was the leftist darling.
Right.
Sure.
But you know, but the I think, again, it's another thing God did, right? So there aren't many folks, even very principled Republicans or conservatives, who could have won the presidency and maintained his integrity and did the policies and carry out the things he's carrying out, because they all are slaves to the money and support from other people. But God puts in two billionaires who says, I don't need your money.
That's exactly right.
This is what needs to be done. I'm going to do this. I don't care.
I can't be bought. I have no price.
Can't be bought. Yeah. And I think the other part of that, the visceral shrieking of the demons is the fact that they know Donald Trump and Donald Trump knows them. It's, you know, Donald Trump has been involved. Well, one example, right? If you want to run the U.S. Senate, if you want to get the U.S. Senate, there are a number of committee men and women around the country. They are very, very influential, and you're not making it without some of those folks approving you. Trump Tower was one of those last stops. Mm. If you don't make it through Trump Tower, chances are, unless you're independently wealthy, you weren't making the U.S. Senate. Ask Ted Cruz. And so it's so here you have the kingmaker who's now saying, you know what, that's okay, I'm gonna do it. And everybody knows and everybody understands, and he knows everybody, he knows where all the bodies are buried.
He sure
and
does.
They are absolutely apoplectic that he'll actually come after them.
Well, actually also, do them. Not only punitively and judicially, but they've lost their gravy train.
Yes, absolutely.
They've lost it.
Well, that's what I meant, coming after them.
Exactly.
USAID.
Look at that.
Yes. Yes.
It's great.
He knew it was there. They knew it was there. The other presidents knew it was there. Nobody would dare touch it because no one could weather the blowback. Ego, his deal is, I don't care. What are you going to do? I don't care.
I don't care. Yeah. Did you guys ever watch Elon and Rogan's interview?
Yes.
Yeah, part of it.
So
yeah,
there's a point where Elon's asked a question, like, kind of give me an idea who's involved. And he's like, well, and he starts, and then he goes, a long pause, and says, I think I can't say that because I may get, he didn't say it this way, but I may get shot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
absolutely.
But you see, I believe the reason I'm not afraid of Donald Trump going into Dodger Stadium or wherever it is, some of my friends really are. Oh, no, somebody's going to shoot him. No, God's hand is on him. And I believe he knows that, which is why he's unabashedly
going for it.
Yes.
Well, he knows it now.
Yeah.
He didn't quite know her before.
He didn't know before. There was, did I tell you guys this before? My daughter listens to prophetic pastors. And there was one in 2015. And they said to him, I forget who it was, Chuck Pierce or somebody. And they said, who will be the president and will he be a godly man? He said, the president who's going to win does not go into the White House a godly man, but he will leave the White House a godly man. So I think so far we're seeing that.
Yeah, definitely we're. And we're so glad that hand is on and the
yes,
hand
absolutely.
Of the nation. It's just it's unbelievable. We're looking at our time. We've only got about 3.5 minutes, but I need to remember this. I forget what I'm doing. It's so exciting. This is so great, Janet. Thanks. And Ron,
come
it's
good. On.
Oh, I love talking to all of you.
3 minutes, yeah. So, yeah, thank you. Steph, could you do your critically important part? Because we don't know how.
I'm going to do it really quick. So if you go to bbsradio.com/raising expectations, you can find out all the important things. We're not going to focus on all of the things. We're just going to talk about the sweet little donation section right there. See that little yellow orange button? See that fancy QR code? Those are great things for you to connect with. Give, you know, forego your coffee or your little lunch meal for the week and help us share this amazing program with people all over the airwaves. So you can learn all the other things on there, but we have to talk. We don't have time for that.
That's right. So that covers it. You check that out and God will bless you for that. Okay. There it is. Remember that down. bbsradio.com/raising expectations. Janet, what's the, let's say it out to everybody, the website for Golden State Women.
Oh, gsrw.org. It stands for Golden State Republican Women.org. Yes. And so we have a lot of the events that we've had and speakers that we've had. And it's just very exciting. Our last convention is going to be at Knott's Berry Farm Hotel. And it's going to be a Western theme. And I heard Glenn Beck say, I think what's coming back to America is Western values, the old West. And he did a whole hour on those values. And, it's so exciting for me. So I'll be glad to be at Knott's Berry Farm.
Amen. And get that fried chicken. Don't make sure Glenn Beck gets fried chicken if he's there. That is
and the boysenberry pie.
Don't get on the train. You know what happens if you get on the train there.
Yeah, they got the same guy in the jail, so don't get too close. All right. Well, we've got... we got like 1 minute. Let's all maybe a couple of words to thank Janet, everybody. We just appreciate you.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Janet.
Amen. I'm just grateful you're a faithful warrior. This is a tall order. You rose to the occasion and you're shining. And we're just grateful because we need this happening all over the place. And California desperately needs it.
Well, we do. And I love this state. I always have. I know Joe does. I know all of us who have been in California love this state. So what's happened to it? Not standing for it. No.
Yeah.
Pitchforks and torches.
Well, praise God. Praise God. Oh, praise God.
We're from Georgia. So, you know, you just need to call us and we're there.
Great.
Because I can get all sorts of things that you can't.
Texas too.
And Texas, don't forget about Texas.
Ride them right through Texas. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is 6:55. We've enjoyed being with you tonight, and thanks for tuning in tonight. And remember to pray for Janet and the Golden State Republican Women. You've got the website there. If you ever have a question, just text us. Text the folks on the team, and we pray that God blesses you. Pray for our president. Let's just pray this is the greatest 4th of July celebration the nation's had in a long, long time.
Amen.
Keep lifting them up, lifting each other up, and reach out to those who need Jesus. That's the key. God bless you. We love you all, and we'll see you same time next week. Janet, thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure. Thank you. It's a privilege.
God bless you. God bless you.
I'm blessed. Thank
you. Good night, all. Bless you guys.
Good night.
Friends,
Thanks for joining us on this week's program of Raising Expectations. We profoundly hope you found it engaging and at times humorous, but most of all, uplifting, so that we may, with you, one topic at a time each week, become more encouraged to move forward to an exciting future in, as we always say, this thing called life in America today. So let not your hearts be troubled, your family, finances, faith, freedom. It can be a great future as we talk, listen, respect, and pull together. Please let me hear from you. You can reach me at 972-922-8556. That's 972-922-8556, or Joe Schofield on Facebook or LinkedIn. It'd be a pleasure to know you, and we hope you'll listen in again next week on the BBS Radio Network.